Ta-da!
Hey, look who it is. It's Nicole Spagnolo. What's going on? How are you now? You feeling better?
I'm feeling much better.
You sound better. Better than Friday, even.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you
that was brutal.
That was crazy. But I do want to, if it's all right, I was just going to kidnap that kid and take him home with me because he's way too cute.
Oh, yeah.
That laugh, the best thing about that laugh is, this is just genuine straight up laugh. He's not goofing off.
Oh, no. Yeah, Mark and I were talking. We're like, when he finally figures out that that laugh can get him pretty much anything, he's gonna use it for evil, I bet.
Yeah, and like in all three of my kids' cases, all their laughs changed after they got to a certain age. So hopefully he retains some of that.
I don't want him to, though. He's gonna if he retains that laugh, he's gonna end up sounding like Seth Rogen.
I agree.
So I did a little check-in. I have a scientist who knows how to do this. We have some audio scientists. They put together a comparison. So here's Mateo now, and here he is in the year 2030. There you go.
Oh, boy. Better help that kid now. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Help him now while you can. And then when he's 60.
All of a sudden, the Seth Rogen option is sounding better and better.
When he's 60, you get this.
To discriminate.
Yeah, really weird laugh at that point. Making Nicole laugh is not my goal today.
Oh, goodness.
Make her cough her lung up.
No,
you're fine. So, Nicole, it's good to have you back. I know you've had a little downtime, which probably means more cool stuff on Netflix and things like that.
I watched some weird stuff when I was sick.
Do tell. Like, what kind of weird?
I literally laid on the couch for 6 days straight, and all I did was play Animal Crossing and watch Netflix. I couldn't move.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
I was really, really sick. So if you're ever wondering what walking pneumonia sounds like, just listen to last week's recommendals.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But I'm glad you're. I really am glad.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm better too. Yeah. But I did get a chance to watch some really cool movies and a few not so cool movies. But we'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
I'll start off with the good ones.
Okay.
So your first film I have for you is a very underrated film. It's the 2000 film called Happy Accidents, starring Marissa Tomei and Vincent.
D'Onofrio.
Yeah.
That's it. I love it.
There's some cool cameos, which I'll tell you about here in a second. But Marissa Tomei plays a girl named Rui. Vincent plays a guy named Sam. She meets him in the park. He seems sweet, a little kind of doofy, because he plays doofy pretty well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it escalates to the point where, and this is in the write-up, because he believes he is a time traveler from year 2470.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's really, and it's a romance, but it's sci-fi-ish, and well, there's no sci-fi in it except for the fact that he thinks he's typed a time traveler.
What year is this? When did it come out?
2000.
2000. Okay. All right, there it is. Yeah.
There's some really fun cameos. Anthony Michael Hall, the voice of Archer, Benjamin, really young. Yeah. He's not even credited in the cast, but. There's a scene at the very end or an art show. I'm like, hey, H. John Benjamin.
He's not a talking soup can or anything, I'm hoping.
No.
No.
I'd hope not. I one thing he's underrated for, too, just to throw out there, is D'Onofrio's amazing in the original. Well, the original Men in Black, he played the bug dude.
Yes, right.
That is one of the most interesting physical performances ever. And it's underrated because the movie's just supposed to be so out there that you kind of forget. How he's performing. He's mm-hmm. just incredible in that movie. But anyway.
He was great in The Cell, too, I thought.
Is The Cell is the one with... that's the one with Jennifer Lopez and the weird cage and all that business.
Yeah, the mind going into his mind and whatnot.
Yeah, we've kept arguing about whether we should film sack that movie or not. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I still don't know. What would
I
you
think
say?
We could we? I think we could, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm leaning to the side of no.
I mean, we watched.
The drawback is that I'd have to watch it again. I didn't like it. No,
I did.
I have not seen it. So
I think visually it's a beautiful movie, but I think it just seems so. What's the word I'm looking for? Like basically the director cared more about making it look pretty than actually making it intelligible and followable. Like it was
sounds like The Fountain.
Yeah. I like pretty things.
But I actually exactly. I actually like the fountain, so I'm. It's a similar kind of vibe, I think. The fountain's freaking weird. Oh my gosh. Anyway, all right. Well, there you go.
Hex Existence. It's a great film. I think a lot of people haven't heard of it. Definitely haven't. Have either of you seen it?
No. This is a first I've ever heard of it.
I love Marissa Tomei. You know, she's perpetually attracted to guys she's wanting to fix. So you know, it's it'll be
heart
fun. It'll. Yes,
what was
exactly.
What was that one? The Christian Slater, and he's got a baboon heart.
Right, he had a monkey heart. What was that? What was that?
It was just on cable.
Worst thing ever. It sounds like.
No, it was a good movie.
Was it all right? Okay.
It was good. Yeah, it was cute.
It's baboon heart. Come on.
Something heart was the name of it.
Was it called Baboon Heart? Because that would be great.
I don't think it was called Baboon Heart. It was something else heart, though.
That's too bad.
Broken Heart or...
I would have liked Baboon Heart as a name. I think that's a great idea.
Anyway,
there you go.
It had what's her name?
The other lady. Oh, Jennifer? No. Steve? No.
All right. Well, I guess.
Monkey Heart?
It's not Monkey Heart, is it?
Oh, somebody in the Deadpool said that.
It's not showing up in her collection of movies.
Untamed Heart.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's
not Braveheart.
What was Perez?
Braveheart is the best idea I've heard today. Braveheart, because you got a monkey in there. Monkey Heart. Fantastic. All right. Movie number two. What do you got?
This one recently came up on streaming. It's an older film. Honestly, I think it's one of my favorite films by Jim Carrey, the 1998 film, The Truman Show.
Yes.
This movie still holds up so well.
Agreed.
Especially, I mean, I think it was ahead of its time in kind of predicting how we have become such a voyeuristic society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just love it. And Jim Carrey just plays Truman Burbank, and he doesn't realize he's the star of a show. This whole world's been built up around him, 24 hours a day, Truman.
Yep.
And it's about, you know, the ethics of this, and what's his name?
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris plays
good.
I can't remember his name. Christoph.
And he wears that damn hat. He's got a Jamie Hyneman hat on the whole time.
He does, right?
Through the whole thing. This and reporter played by not Hank Azaria, Harry Shearer from The Simpsons and Spinal Tap and all that. He's great as this. Everyone's great.
I think this was Laura Linney's kind of breakout movie.
Yep. The way she had to keep that smile with all that tension behind it, she's so good in it. Oh my gosh,
the product placement scene, like where
it's amazing.
Yes.
The guy that plays his friend, I always forget his name.
Let's see.
Love him in everything he ever does. Noah.
Is that Noah Emmerich?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great in Super 8, by the way.
He
was the army dude. But yeah,
That's such a good movie. I got to watch that again. I think that's a good Tristan movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I wanted to recommend it because I think most people have seen it, but it's a wonderful rewatch. And it's streaming on Netflix, so there you go.
It's really good. And by the way, Peter Weir, who directed that film, just to give you an idea of the kind of credibility this dude has, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, one of my favorite movies of all time. He directed that. He directed Fearless, The Truman Show, Green Card, Dead Poets Society, Witness, Brian, Witness, John Book, you know, that whole thing. Like, he's great. I freaking love that guy. So see his movies, and that's a good one to watch.
Oh, and Natasha McElhone, who is we've been watching all the time on Californication. That's David Duchovny's star-crossed love, is the same star-crossed love that Jim Carrey has in this film.
Oh.
Yeah, Sylvia, I think her name is
in the film.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I've also heard good things about The Way Back. It's his newest thing. It was 2010, but I still haven't seen
it. Peter Weir also?
Yeah, Colin Farrell, Mark Strong, Ed Harris again, Jim Sturgis, a bunch of really good dudes.
Not to be confused with The Way, Way Back.
Yeah. No. Or The Way Back Machine.
Well, no, they're like the current. Isn't that the current one with...
Is there a Way, Way Back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
The one about the guy who goes to work at a water park. It's like currently in theaters. It's got a bunch of people in it.
Bunch
of good people.
Bunch of folks. All right, great.
Yeah, bunch of people.
Sounds good.
All right,
great.
Truman Show.
Excellent second film.
I love Truman Show.
Yeah, I made my kids watch it, and they were mesmerized. They loved
it. Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Loved it.
Love it.
All right.
All right. Oh, so I have two queued up, and I... I don't know which one. I have one that's I would recommend, but it's a sad film. And I have one that I don't know if I want to recommend, but the sheer volume of celebrities and famous people in it, and you won't know, you'll never, you haven't heard of this film.
Really?
But it has so many famous people in it. It's kind of weird.
Cannonball Run 2. No? That's not it? Okay.
It's not
no.
Movie 43, is it?
Is it?
So I'm okay. I don't know if I should recommend it, but it's kind of just interesting that this film was made.
All right.
It's kind of a bland film. It went on a little too long, but the concept, I'm a fan of a nostalgia, you know, high school, going back to high school after 20 years kind of film. I mean, that's classic, what is it, John Hughes, Gross Point Blank.
Yes. That,
yeah, kind of stuff like that.
We talk about Gross Point all the time on the show. We love that.
So if Gross Point Blank had a weird stepson... this movie would probably be it.
All right.
It was made in 2009, and it's called Stay Cool.
Stay Cool. Oh.
It has Winona Ryder, Mark Polish from Twin Falls, Idaho. You remember that film? He was a guy that was attached to his twin.
Oh, right. Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. What was that called? So, anyway, yes.
Twin Falls, Idaho.
Was that what it was called?
Yes.
But wait, the guy attached to his twin. Oh, I'm thinking of the Farrelly movie with...
Oh, no, don't think of that. No, oh, Twin Falls, Idaho was a much more serious film.
It stuck to you or something like that.
I kind of like Stuck to You. What does that say about me? I know. I thought it was all right. I like the Farrelly brothers. Sorry. I think that's the deal.
God,
yeah, you're fine.
Stuck to You.
Or Stuck on You, I'm
stuck
sorry.
On You, stuck was on. It? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got Sawyer in it. Josh Holloway's in it.
Yep.
Wow.
Chevy Chase.
Hillary Duff. John,
yeah, Hillary Duff. So anyway.
Michael Gross. Sweet. All right. I'm in.
So if you look at the reviews of this film, it's like back and forth. You're either going to like it or you're going to hate it. Mm. I'm kind of on the hate side because it was just, like I said, it was just a little bit too... bland and drawn out and predictable. But Mark Polish, and I think they should have gotten a different person to play the lead in the film. Sean Astin's in it. And he plays the friend of the Mark Polish guy. And he's a writer and he comes back to his high school and he has, you know, the thing for the cheerleader who's played by Winona Ryder. Uh-huh. And there's like, it's silly, but I watched it and I'm like, I only wanted to watch it because of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to me that all these actors agreed to do this film. And I have to imagine every actor probably goes into a film going, I don't know what this is going to be, but I'm going to give it a shot.
It's probably the Polish brothers, Michael. So his brother Michael directed, written and starring Mark.
Oh yeah.
So it's probably the pressure of the Polish family just got everybody involved or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows so that story, the whole kind of concept behind the Stay Cool was Winona Ryder wrote in his yearbook, Stay Cool, and he had a thing for her, and that's why he came back to the high school, and da 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 da. It's silly, but it's kind of, I don't know.
Then they went on a date, and she stole a dress while they were at the mall, and it was all sweet. You guys remember when she got in trouble for that?
Mm-hmm.
That was her,
oh,
right?
Yeah, the whole shoplifting
thing. Yeah, that was her.
Yeah.
That was definitely her.
I liked her in Alien 4. I'm just going to put it out there.
I liked her in that, too.
I thought she was fine, and I think that movie's underrated, by the way, as an Alien film. Anyway.
Heathers will always be my Winona Ryder go-to
movie.
Oh,
that's a great one, too.
For me, it's what's the one, the teenage-y one? that made no sense.
Heathers?
No, Heathers. Not Heathers. The other one.
Reality Bites.
Reality Bites is my kind of go-to for that.
That's a 90s iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And she was also Star Trek's Amanda Grayson, Spock's mother who died.
Right.
So there you have it. Excellent. Well, good for her. And I'm glad to see
so
she's still
I hope
work.
I've lowered everyone's expectation of this film. So if you do watch it, you might go, oh, it's not as bad as Nicole said.
It sounds really bland.
It sure does. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, Nicole.
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Well, yeah, he's like the principal.
And he's always such a dick. Like,
Yeah.
I wonder how it went on that set. It had to have been bad. The Polish brothers regretted it at that point. I don't know. Who knows? Nicole, it's always good to have you on. Movies are fun. Recommendals are one of my favorite things of the week. So thanks for keeping doing that. What else you got going on? Anything you want to tell people about?
I'm just getting well, and I'm trying to get Ladies of Leet going again, and just working on that. Ladies of Leet.
LadiesofLeet.com, everybody.
Ladies of Leet.
FinalScoreShow.com, also on the weekends. And follow her on Twitter at Nicole Spag. All right, Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, leave your city open for me, your village,
okay. I'll do it right now.
Town.
Oh, great. That won't distract Brian at all. All right, we'll see you later.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Bye. Bye.